Hi. So this is actually a poem, so be prepared for that. Swarthmore is a lucid dream of how the world could be. The first place I ever truly felt like I belonged. All your faces paint a portrait of a new reality, and your minds wind in tandem to a different song. When I came here freshman year, I didn't just make friends with people who were like me. I lived on the same floor as the entire lacrosse team. And despite a false mask of ball caps, they welcomed me with open arms. And over again, I found myself falling in love with these people, with their brilliant minds and their kind hearts. And I genuinely believe there is no better place in the world for me than Swarthmore College. It's where I discovered that being myself was not a malignancy. I think that every group has their own little proclivities, but we all came together to create this strange, interesting place. The thing about Swarthmore is you're not gonna find the typical kind of people. Here, we're a little weird in a beautiful, magnificent sort of way. Here, the little weird people with their little weird passions make big changes with their big dreams. Here you find the next great herpetologist specializing in hellbender salamanders, or the guy who wins the Nobel Prize for combining the mechanics of Beyblades with the theory of special relativity and discovers something about how black holes work. That's the kind of people who go to Swarthmore. The overwhelmingly and world-shatteringly brilliant and unique. Because Swarthmore is a lucid dream of how the world could be. Sometimes this place places a crushing weight on your bones. It's heavy. It makes you work. You do not get out of here without a little pain and a lot of grade deflation. This college doesn't simply teach math or history. It teaches us that the fate of this human experiment is in our hands and that the weight of the world is a heavy heart to carry. College isn't always easy, and you won't always be okay. The days aren't always breezy. Sometimes you have to pray. Sometimes the darkness gets you and sweeps your joy away. But someone always stops if they realize you're there, because the people at Swarthmore actually care. When I was in the darkest hour, and my world was stained to gray, my hallmates were there to tell me it would be okay. And I really believe them, because for the first time in years, I feel like somebody actually cared that I was here. And I'm eternally grateful for every Ben and Mike that dragged me out of the darkness and into the light, and showed me more love and compassion than I had ever dreamed, and showed me that people aren't always as they seem, that the brighter days are coming. They're just over the horizon. They're coming in waves. They're bringing the tides in. The whole universe conspired to get us here. So we must go forward with faith, not fear, because some administrations will try to upend us. Some will silence us. Some will suspend us. But Swatties do not stop. They ford each river, sail each sea, until judgments are just, until Palestine's free, because Swarthmore is a lucid dream of how the world could be. College is brief. It's fleeting. It passes. You chase all your dreams, maybe miss some classes, but you will learn so much in these 4 years. You're given the tools to build yourself anew, to carve away at your old self like chipping marble until you reveal the true shape of your soul. Semesters feel like years, and years feel like seconds, and you'll probably gain 15 pounds. There's no getting around that one. I am now a straight B student, and I'm totally okay with that, because anywhere else it would have been an A. And I don't regret a single choice I made while I was here. Let me clarify. I regret several choices I made while I was here. But I'm glad that I made them, because bad choices are often good memories. And I will cherish those bad choices and those bad grades, because they showed me I'm allowed to be imperfect. I'm allowed to stumble and fall and sprain my ankle while blackout drunk and doing the Cotton Eye Joe. and I'm allowed to laugh at myself. Because in college, your friends laugh with you, not at you. And they pick you up when you fall and drag you back to your dorm and put a backpack on you so you don't choke on your own vomit. And then they bring you breakfast the next morning because they love you. Every point I lost on my grade is a point I gained in my life story. Every bit of joy is a rich umami that coats your tongue. Bask in the B's. Because A's look good on a transcript, but a B goes down much better in a memoir. You're surrounded by your people, and you're full of mediocre Thai Chinese food, and you're packed like sardines in a can called Willets, where there's always something new to try, always someone saying hi, and an ever-approaching, too final goodbye. Despite this, Swarthmore is a lucid dream of how the world could be. My college experience was not perfect, but it was perfect for me. I said yes to new experiences, yes to new dreams, and this beautiful arboretum that sparkles and gleams. The Sharples food may be greasy, and the gin may be far, but here we hunt pterodactyls and be who we are. I don't have it all figured out, but I know one thing is true. It's a come as you are and a do as you do. And I really think I am a better person because you all are in my life. We did homework together. We drank together. We had existential crises together. And for the first time in my life, I didn't feel like an outcast. I had a community. Swarthmore is a state of mind, something we are, not just do. And my friends, it is an honor to be Swarthmore with you. The mice in the dorms are from all walks of life. They eat a wide variety of crumbs, and it's close to impossible to escape them. Someone sleeps in the lounge to avoid the mice in their room, and the mouse comes to the lounge to keep them company. They travel through the heating ducts like it's a highway. They show no mercy and no fear. They will look you in your eyes and eat your lunch. They fear no man or God. I saw a mouse in my room on the last week of school last year, and I yelled at him to go away. And he yelled back, squeak, squeak, which translates to, I was here first. I have been here since before you were admitted, and I will be here after you're gone. Get used to it. And I heeded his warning. That mouse was in charge, and I was but a visitor in a home he had known for generations. Swarthmore is meeting your people for the first time. You incredible people. You make me think in poetry. You are a corrugated metal melody. Swarthmore is a paradise of noise and math and memory, the sweetest youthful madness, shotgunning dopamine like it's so college that you are taking my breath away. And I didn't say it enough while we were all together, but my God, you are ethereal. No, I will remember you. No, I am astonished by you. In these last moments, I feel a joy I never felt in all of high school. That I am young and people are kind. That in McCabe and Paces, there is something divine. In some ways, it was paradise, but in every way, it was home. And it feels like the end of the world because, I mean, look at the world. But in my heart, I know that if you all are the people out there making the world happen, it might actually be okay. And here we are, all together, for one last time. We leave in the morning. College ends in what is practically the morning. I say a silent prayer that I get to keep all the amazing friends I made here, that we don't drift apart as I fear. You have left a mark on my heart and mind. You are unforgettable no matter the time, because Swarthmore is a lucid dream of how the world could be. One Friday night, I went back to Willett's Third. It felt like walking in a dream. The ceiling seemed lower. The hallways were the same with different names, and someone else lived in my dinky dorm. And there was a girl sitting in my chair. in my signature yellow sweater, in the same way I used to do my hair. And I realized in that moment that even though my time at Swarthmore had come and gone, Swarthmore was infinite and never ending. Swarthmore was a dream, a lucid paradise to me. There would always be a young girl with too much heart falling in love with her neighbors, learning all their names, every passing year, different, but the same. She would sit listening to every piece of lore, and even when the dream was over, she would always love Swarthmore.